Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday underscored that India has the capability to become a trusted partner in a diversified semiconductor supply chain. Modi said this while chairing the Semiconductor Executives Roundtable at his residence in New Delhi, a day ahead of Semicon India. The Prime Minister assured the leaders that the Indian government will follow a predictable and stable policy regime. He said that the government will continue to support the industry at every step with a focus of Make in India and Make for the World. The Prime Minister will inaugurate Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The three-day event is being organized under the theme Shaping the Semiconductor Future. The conference will showcase India's semiconductor strategy and policy, which envisions making India a global hub for semiconductor. It will witness participation of top leadership of global semiconductor giants. Semicon will bring together global leaders, companies and experts of the semiconductor industry with the participation of more than 250 exhibitors and 150 speakers. An inter-ministerial central team, IMCT, led by Joint Secretary FFR of the Ministry of Home Affairs, Anand Kishore Saran, is on a four-day visit to Nagaland to carry out on-the-spot assessment of damages caused by heavy monsoon rains. The IMCT team includes Assistant Director of Ministry of Rural Development, Ranjana Saini, Superintending Engineer, Ministry of Jal Shakti, CWCMS, Saravana Kumar, Superintending Engineer, Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, Adalberg Susni, and Section Officer of the Department of Expenditure, Ministry of Finance, Atul Bamnai. The team inspected and assessed the affected areas caused by landslides and mudslides at Perima, Zipema, Bipema, and Bagalabahar. The IMC team also interacted with the affected people and was briefed by the local leaders of the areas on the situation. The team, after inspecting, took note of the situation and expressed their solidarity to the affected people. Chief Minister Nipirio also had a meeting with the inter-ministerial central team at his official residence in Kohima yesterday. He said the team visiting Nagaland is in response to the memorandum sent by the state government. The Chief Minister hoped that the team will have a successful tour to the districts. Meanwhile, Joint Chief Executive Officer of the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, Home Department, Johnny Rongmai, informed Akashvani News Kohima that the inter-ministerial central team will also be visiting Zonobudo and Prensang districts for assessment. Union Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Mansukh Mandaviya felicitated the Paris Paralympics 2024 Indian contingent who returned to New Delhi yesterday. On the occasion, Mandaviya handed over the checks to the medal winners. Each of the gold medal winners received an amount of 75 lakh rupees. Silver medalist got 50 lakh rupees, while 30 lakh rupees were given to each bronze medalist. Lauding the medal winners, their performance in the Paralympics, Mandaviya said that over the last decade, the country's performance has improved drastically, leading to a record haul of 29 medals in this year's tournament. He added that the government is committed to providing all kinds of facilities to the athletes and coaches so that players can get better training. In a remarkable show of dedication to the environment, a 50-year-old professor, Jayan Mahajan, is cycling across India to raise awareness about the urgent need to change before climate change. Mahajan reached Walker yesterday as part of his 200-kilometer journey, which started on January 23 from Natapet, Gujarat. Driven by a passion for the environment, Mahajan has pedaled through Maharashtra, the southern states and northeast, covering Meghalaya, Tripura, Assam, Manipur and Mizoram before arriving in Nagaland. His mission is to influence individuals and communities to act now in a fight against climate change. Praising Nagaland's conservation efforts, Mahajan expressed his admiration for the state's work in preserving nature and urged locals to continue their efforts to keep the environment pristine. Mahajan plans to stay in Woka for 2 days before continuing his journey to Jorhat, crossing the Brahmaputra to enter Arunachal Pradesh, then heading towards Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Kashmir, Punjab and Rajasthan. His journey will conclude in Gujarat. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.